WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and it is the first Wednesday of the month, of course, because I have Nancy with me today. Hey, Nancy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm better than you.
Yeah.
I am. Well, getting there anyway.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
There's lots of stuff going on, that's for sure. So we'll talk about some of the things that are going on. Well, where do you want to start? Will we start with the karmic completion new moon?
Sure, we can start. Well, you know what? Yeah, let's start with the moon.
Okay.
Okay, but before I get into the karmic completion new moon, just to recap, we had the healing Virgo full moon prior to the karmic completion new moon, and that was on...
Oh, yes.
Sorry, mind blank here.
Oh,
February 25th. So on February 25th, we had the full moon in Virgo, which was really around this initiation of anchoring any healing that was necessary within our being. And now we're moving to, so we're right smack dab in the middle of the, between the full moon and the new moon, because the new moon is on March 11th, 2013 at 3:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So it will be daylight time then.
Oh yes, we're back into daylight time.
Whenever we experience a Pisces new moon, it's actually a completion moon. So even though new moons are about planting seeds and initiating new beginnings, we're still doing that with this moon. We're still initiating a new beginning in our life, but it's a new beginning of completion.
Because it's the last month of the
zodiac.
Yeah.
Yes, it is the last month of the zodiac, so it's the final month of the zodiac calendar, and we're focusing on completing energy, and its symbology is all around karmic completion, so finishing up cycles or learnings or understandings. So this particular one initiates some form of a peak experience. So there's an initiation, and within that peak experience within life, so this will be a human experience, you will gain understanding around what you're here to karmically complete. So, and that peak experience could have been anywhere from the full moon to now, to the new moon, and even a couple days after the new moon. And it'll seem like some bizarre, off-the-wall kind of thing. It's not bad, okay? So don't, like, go into fear and think, oh, my God, something bad's going to happen. Because, no, it's not bad. It's just a peak experience, something that's going to get you to question and open your eyes to look at things differently. Ultimately, this is about healing. Because anytime we have a karmic experience, it's about, okay, how do I heal this so that it doesn't continue to repeat? Right? And during the new moon, we will have 7 vibrations in the sign of Pisces. Right now we have 6, but during the new moon, the moon joins it as well.
Right.
So, and what's interesting is Mars will be at 29 degrees of Pisces during the new moon, which means Mars is finishing something up. So we can look at young men, we can look at our physical actions we need to change or finish the dynamic around how we respond or react to things in life. So our reaction ability. So we have Neptune in Pisces, Mercury retrograde in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, Venus in Pisces. We will have the Moon in Pisces, the Sun in Pisces, and Mars in Pisces. So we're having this pretty little Piscean dance happen.
Right.
Leaving everybody in this state of confusion going, what's going on? I don't understand what's happening.
Right.
And of course, my body's taking that literally. Healing, you need to heal. Let's just make you sick then. And for the third time this year, I'm hit with another cold or flu. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
And because Pisces is the end of the zodiac, we're completing just a whole bunch of stuff.
We're completing a bunch of stuff, yeah. So, okay, now Neptune is its ruler, so Neptune is in Pisces, amplifying the energy, amplifying that sense of confusion, amplifying the desire to escape. Okay, now realize it's a desire to escape. I don't suggest following through on your escape mechanisms. Okay, it is simply a desire. Neptune's going to be in Pisces for a long time, so get used to it.
You're right.
Right. We have Mercury retrograde in Pisces. So that's where, like, communications have been a little wonky. I talked to some, because I have quite a few clients that are in the IT department, right, or work with IT and computers. And quite a few of them are like, it's really bizarre during this Mercury retrograde. Like, so something will break down and it won't work. And it doesn't matter what you do, you can't fix it. And then all of a sudden it just fixes itself. And then it transfers to something completely different, like, you know, your internet won't work and doesn't matter what you do. And then it just fixes itself. And then your email doesn't work and it'll fix itself. And then another program won't work. So there's this bizarre transference and this of, you know, the malfunctions in terms of computers and technology. But it just spontaneously fixes itself. It's totally out of your control, even if you're in the IT world, right? Or transfers onto something else and you have there's no rhyme or reason around any of it. And I've noticed a little bit of glitches with my system. Like one day, one program won't work and I just leave it alone because I, by no means, I don't try to fix anything. I just let it be. And if I'm too frustrated, I get up and walk away.
Yeah.
So that kind of funky thing is happening there. We have Chiron in Pisces, which is really about karmic healing, healing at a very deep soul level. So our soul is infusing this healing vibration. It's there for quite some time. We have Venus in Pisces. So we're healing our karmic relationships or focusing on karmic relationships. Looking at our spiritual values and beliefs is another way of looking at Venus in Pisces, and allowing our intuition to blossom. Okay. The Sun in Pisces, there's, you know, we're in that space of just really enjoying or trying to enjoy that just be vibration. And what being means is about standing in this place of total acceptance of everything that's going on around you. You don't have to like it. You don't have to dislike it. Just be with it. Just accept it. Because I think that's the easiest way to manage any of the energy that's coming through right now is let go of all forms of trying to control the energy. Because the moment you try to control, and that's Mars's typical nature, let me try and manipulate or control or direct. The moment you try to, that's the moment you're going to initiate more chaos, right? You're going to stimulate this, I don't have my footing, I can't figure this out, it's not working the way I want it to work. So it's just let go, let God, right? And then we have Mars in Pisces, which is, I really don't feel like doing anything, right? It's kick back, relax, let go. And Venus and Mars are completing a cyclic dance as well. So there's this, you know, you'll notice a pattern in your relationships emerging. And you'll notice how you don't want that pattern to continue. So we're given this opportunity to finish up and heal relationship patterns. The healing component happens not only between the dance of Venus and Mars, but if we look at what the activity Venus is doing right now, Venus is very, very busy. So we have on, let me look at my chart here. If I go back to February 28th, we had Venus conjunct Neptune, which is kind of like an airy fairy float through, you know, dance with the angels kind of vibration. Just kick back, relax, be one with the vibe of love. And then on March the 4th, we had Venus square Jupiter. So there may be some financial lessons with that, or a big event that kind of triggered you to question your values or your relationships. Then March the 5th, we were given Venus conjunct Chiron, which is how can we heal our current relationships? You know, and what does healing look like for you versus someone else? Because for one person, it could be leaving. For another person, it could be like, okay, let's seriously look at the situation and figure out how we're going to fix it, right? Today, March the 6th, we have Venus sextile Pluto, which is transforming our value system, changing our heart, you know, values, our, you know, focusing on how we can integrate and relate with other people more harmoniously. Speak your truth, step back, let other people process their own stuff. Venus trine Saturn, you know, aligning our physical reality with our value system, aligning with recreating healthy boundaries and structures within our relationships. And then there's no activity with Venus until we get to March 13th, which is kind of like the last thing that happens before Mercury goes direct, March the 17th. And it will be trine the North Node, which means now it's time to move forward in your relationship dynamic. Even though we're still working with the completion energy, it's whatever you've figured out you've needed to heal, integrate, set boundaries within, that kind of offers you that opportunity to move forward and establish this new way of being within your relationships or within your value system. But it's, you're still completing the lesson. It's not a totally brand new vibe. It's a, this is what I've learned. Now I need to start applying it.
Right. For people that have questions, this would be the time to start calling in so that we don't get you just at the end of the show. Call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback right on the homepage. And if you come in instant feedback, be really clear about what it is you want to know. And because Nancy's here, add in your date of birth so that we can, so Nancy can check in with the vibration of your date of birth. So I know that a lot of people are wanting to have some clarity around this time, especially with all this energy in Pisces. So call us now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Well, we may as well go to break at this point. We're almost at break anyway. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
This is where the mind meets the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong? You get excitement in your bones and everything you lose again. When night comes in you're on your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as the rain is harder when you're on top? Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had. Everything you are, and even then you don't get far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're at your worst, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as won't be making up. I've cried my heart out. Now I've had enough. Go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again. Cause it will never hurt as much as it did then when we were both crying. No one had blame, but now I give up on this endless game. Cause who wants to be right? Does the rain is best so and everything is wrong. I get excitement in my bones even though everything's a strain. When night comes and I'm on my own, you should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right? Does the rain is harder when you're on top? Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, then don't hold in my bed.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Ruta from Universe Sky. If you want to check her out, her website is full of information. So go to universalsky.com and find out more about Nancy. We are sort of talking about all the different things that are happening, and everything seems to be in Pisces right now. But while we were on break, we were talking about health. And I have a great show coming up on Friday at 1 p.m. with diet expert or slimming expert, Armand Dupuis. And join us for that show because we are going to talk about dietless slimming. And it's all about getting back into healthy living. So it'll be a great show. So join us this Friday. Okay, so what else is there that you want to talk about? Oh, also, guys, this is the time to call in, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in an instant feedback. You come in an instant feedback, be really clear about what is the question you're wanting to know, and add in your date of birth, because Nancy deals with the vibration of your date of birth. All right. So, yes. Nance, where else are we going with this? We talked about all the planets?
Yeah, we pretty much talked about everything. Like, we're in the middle of that Mercury retrograde.
Which is in Pisces.
which is a harder one to understand. There may be more emotion infused within this as well. So as we're dealing with all this Pisces energy, Pisces is a water sign.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you think about when your emotions are triggered, there is no rationale. Okay. There's no logic when you're experiencing something emotional. And that's why, like, I suggested that you just kind of remove yourself from any situations that are going on and just be with those situations. So just kind of like observe what's going on. Don't allow yourself to get sucked into the tornado of emotion that's whirling around you. Just kind of sit in the center of the storm and observe it. Watch it whirling around. And, you know, ask yourself, what would my normal response be to this? The other thing I've really noticed is because of all this Pisces energy and because of all this karmic kind of like soul alignment energy that's happening, people are instantly going to fear.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of worst case scenario mentality happening. And I gotta say, if you don't want worst case scenario to manifest, don't go there. Identify with your fears. Like, it's healthy to say, this is my fear, right? But don't allow yourself to get sucked into the vortex of fear and wrapped up in the worst case scenario, because you get stuck in this emotional roller coaster and this emotional loop that says, maybe I do need to experience it. Energy manifest fully. And for the most part, we do not need to manifest the full intensity of our fear. So stop allowing yourself to go there. separate from the fear. Acknowledge it. Say, yep, I can understand why I'm fearful of that situation. That would be worst case scenario. I'm going to let go of the emotion because I don't want that to happen. And start focusing on what you do want to create through this process. You still have to deal with the situation. So how can I best deal with this situation from a calm, rational place of being and remove myself from the fearful, confusing, emotional state? Because when you're in that confusing emotional state, you add to the energy of it and it's closer to manifesting it. I don't know if that makes sense. But have you been experiencing that, Lori?
Well, I know that a lot of people are, like there's a lot of things going on. What I've noticed with this Mercury retrograde, I hadn't really noticed a lot of things going on in my life electronically, I'm knocking on wood, but I had noticed that a lot of people were getting hacked and yes. A lot of spam stuff going on. So it's been unbelievable, actually, how many people, it's like all of Yahoo's gotten hacked.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And it's not just spam stuff. It's viruses. Viruses are getting sent via email.
Yes, because they're all getting hacked.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And people are taking it personally.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like one girl's like, oh my God, you know, they're going to think I sent out this virus. And I'm trying to, I'm like, chill. You got hacked. But I must have been hacked because, you know, I had some tech work done and the technician was from Indonesia and I think they took over my account and hacked me and sent out a virus to my contact list and now my contact list is like asking me questions into why I would send them up. And I'm like, chill. This isn't about you. This is just a virus.
Yeah. And it's just somebody, it's just a crawl that hacked into Yahoo and got into everybody's Yahoo account because...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course, if somebody opened it, then it got into everybody else's accounts because that's what this particular hacking is doing. But yeah, that's one thing I've noticed. I do notice that a lot of people are, you know, more emotional. A lot of people have felt very quiet, actually. We talked about this the last time, and a lot of people are still feeling that, although you were saying that, you know, things have been picking up a lot. But a lot of other people are still talking about how it's still very quiet right now, and that it's not a time to make a lot of movement and make a lot of choices. I guess with Mars in Pisces, that's probably the reason, because Mars is our action planet.
All these planets in Pisces are like, you know what, kick back, relax, observe, be somber, right? But I've noticed I've become very, very busy.
Right. Well, you know, you're helping people with the astrology and understanding why everybody's quiet.
Yeah, and their karmic lessons and gaining some understanding around why they're experiencing what they're experiencing, right?
Right.
But I think I have used this time for a lot of healing. I've come into a new dynamic with regards to, you know, relationships, where it used to be I had to know everything right away and get really frantic when something feels like it's, you know, not real or not true. And I've just completely, I don't know if I've healed it necessarily yet, but I, it's not bothering me. It's like, oh, well, here's another lie. Well, that's okay, you know. People protect themselves. I mean, I'm coming at from a totally different perspective and not being in a hurry and just like being very relaxed and going, okay, well, when it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And
me
just,
too.
Yeah. Like it's really weird. That's not me. So maybe it's the Pisces. Maybe it's, I'm finally healing some of this karmic stuff. I had a spam thing happen or a scam thing happen 2 weeks ago and I stayed the strongest I ever was and just said, no, this is not going to happen. You're going to remove this and it's going to be done. So it was. I ended up having to cancel my credit card anyway, but that's okay just because I didn't trust them. But, you know, I had it in writing that they were removing it. And so, I mean, I just, things have been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of healing on
many
different levels. Yeah. And
wanting to take care of my healing, like really, you know, like I told you, I got a mattress. I'm now on like these great supplements. I mean, I'm really trying to take care of healing.
Yeah. And I think it's because we're finished with having to relive this cycle over and over and over again. Not to say we're finishing everything, because that, you know, we wouldn't be here if everything was done, right?
Yeah, we'd be
And that's just not really realistic to say that we've evolved to this point of total completion, because nobody has, right? That's when you leave the earth. So when you have come to the place of total completion, you leave the earth.
Or you're enlightened. I mean, you could be enlightened, but even enlightenment, there's several stages of enlightenment.
True enough. True. So
whatever enlightenment means, whatever that whole...
Well, I think enlightenment means different things for different people.
It, totally.
Because it's a vibration that you feel or that you become. And you can only understand that vibration when you become it. And I think the word that comes to mind when you become that vibration is enlightened, because a part of you feels lighter.
Right. But the people that say they're enlightened are the ones you want to stay furthest away from, because then it's all ego. So it's a whole game of, you know, what it is and what it isn't.
That's right.
We know you have a question, guys. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Boy, I see, we noticed this on Monday, too. Everybody's, like, really quiet. Maybe everybody's doing their internal healing.
I think so. I think
they're afraid to call in and rock the boat. I don't know.
Afraid to know what your karma is?
Maybe. We started bribing people on Monday for giving them their animal totems.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We still only got a couple calls. And usually Monday and Wednesday are like busy, busy, busy. So something's going on.
It could be a Mercury retrograde thing.
It could be. Everybody's phone's not working.
It's really funny, because I had a client call me the other day because she had something came up and she had to cancel her appointment last minute. And she called my cell phone. And I mean, I am so removed from my cell phone, it's not funny.
Right.
And
I know,
so she left a message.
Yeah,
no, you know what? It's not a priority to me. It's not an extension of my body. Okay, like a lot of people can't live without their cellular technology. For me, it's the opposite. I can do just fine without it, right? Half the time the battery goes dead and I don't even know that it's not even on. The other half of the time, it just doesn't ring. It'll sound like it's ringing, but it's not ringing on my end, right? And it has to do with where I live and the service provider that I have. There's not enough towers space. There's one tower where I live, and the service provider that I'm with has a very small block of space on that tower. So half the time the calls don't even come through. A text message can come through 4 hours late.
Oh.
Because there's just the lines are so busy that there's no space to send that text message through. So I don't know if you're put in sequence or if I just get bumped off to the side. I have no idea.
So the client was trying to call you?
So she left umpteen messages on my cell phone. Right? And here I am. It's like, wow, it's 10 after 11. Like, what's going on? Is she late? And I'm like, she shouldn't be late. I know, like, she's already paid. I don't see what the issue is, right? Then she calls my office phone. And she's like, I never heard back from you, so I thought I should call your office. And I'm like, good choice. And she had to cancel because her son got rushed to emergency.
Oh, dear.
Which I totally get. You know what I mean? And she just scheduled, so it's not a big deal. But it's that whole, I don't put that much faith into cellular technology. And it's because of my area. So during your Mercury retrograde, it's even worse. So she had called my phone. And my phone's on my desk. I'm sitting at my computer looking at the time. She'd called my phone 4 times in that hour. It never rang. According to her, it rang 4 times, went into voicemail, rang 4 times, and I'm like, yeah, well, and I open my phone up, and it says 4 missed calls. I'm like, well, there you go. Apparently, you did call 4 times, even.
All right, we're going to go to break.
Okay.
We're going to go to break. give us a call. I know that you guys have questions. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or go into instant feedback and give us a clear message as to what it is your question is, as well as that in your date of birth. Because Nancy is our in-house astrologer, our astrologer extraordinaire. You're listening on Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Feng Shui for the Soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. Coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friend. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bag Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium, Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The sky.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Nancy is our in-house astrologer. We usually do astrology readings and other readings. If you have some questions and you want to call in, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and include your date of birth because we have Nancy here. I don't even know if we want to talk about this full moon that's coming now or if we want to wait until the next Oh, looks like we might be getting somebody, but I don't know why everybody's saying it's so going to be so difficult, but sounds like it's going to be a difficult one, huh?
Yeah, the full moon that's coming up on March 27th, 2013, it's in the sign of Libra, which is all about relationships, balance, and harmony. It will be opposing a bunch of energy that's in the sign of Aries, and Aries is that initiation kind of energy. It's fiery. It's alive. We have it opposite Venus, the Sun, Uranus, and Mars. So it will be opposing all that energy. Mm. Well, the full moon is the moon opposite Sun, but it's also going to be opposite Venus, Uranus, and Mars. Now, Venus and Mars are the relationship dynamic, and Uranus is chaos or freedom.
Right.
So there's this activation of chaos or freedom within your relationships. And it's like Venus is on one side of Uranus, Mars is on the other side of Uranus. So it's there's going to be some chaos. With this oppositional energy, there's this, what happens during full moons, first of all, is we're illuminated to the situation. So there's an event or a series of events that allows us to see the truth of what's going on within its vibration. So this one being relationships or balance and harmony, we get to fully see where there's a lack of balance. We get to fully see the dynamic of our relationship. And a huge majority of the people don't like looking at the truth.
Right.
So when they're presented with the truth, it will automatically create the sense of chaos. Now, being opposite Uranus is when you can also expect the unexpected. So that, you know, there'll be a series of unexpected events that get you to see and realize the truth of where you need to integrate balance or heal your relationships. Mm. The particular vibration of this moon is light is going to shine on the darkness. Mm. So whatever shadows or darkness you hold within yourself and your relationships, it will be shown to you. And I think that's why there's this energy of it being like, you know, maybe not such a pleasant.
Yeah, experience. Like a lot of hard aspects to it. But
yeah.
So we will talk about this again on our next show. We have our first call. So
okay.
I want you to make sure you get the date of birth there.
Yep.
Okay.
I see it.
All right. So let's bring Barry on. Hi, Barry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So you have, what's your question?
My question is, how do I find out what my karmic lessons are?
Well, I mean, you don't usually have a problem finding out what your karmic lessons are because they're the things that follow you all your life. So people that have issues with abandonment, you know, everything that ever happens to them, they automatically go into fear of abandonment. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's a relationship or it's your relationship with money or it's your job. Everything comes down to the one karmic lesson that you're here to learn. So you have a core, it's your core. So let's approach this from a different place. What specifically, like, what are you wanting to know about? Is there an area that you're wanting to have some answers on?
excuse me. How about my marriage?
Okay. That sounds like good. Now, so what about your marriage?
I mean, is it going to survive? I mean, are we going to stay?
Okay, so there's your answer with regards to karmic lessons. So your relationship, especially your marriage, your most intimate relationship, is the one that mirrors your karma the most. So the issues that you're having there, we did an interesting show last Friday with Tracy McBurney, and she answered that question quite well in that it's exactly, you're in the relationship that your soul and your being is ready for, exactly. So you're 100% responsible for that relationship. Now, can you take the karmic lessons that you're learning, the mirrors that she's providing you, and allow yourself to grow into a place of love instead of continuing in the place of fear? And the fear leads to blame. It leads to feeling like a victim. It leads to, you know, questioning all sorts of things. Now, because of all this energy in Pisces, it's probably bringing up a lot of stuff. What I'm getting before Nancy comes in is, you know, this is right now a real big change period for you. You're going through a lot of changes. And I don't think it's just your relationship. I think you, on your whole being level, is going through a lot of, because you're coming into your Chiron return, which Nancy will talk about. And maybe that's why you're going through so much, because you seem to be going through a lot more than just your relationship. Okay, it's like you're going through, it's almost like you're starting to question everything. And so it's not a Saturn return, which is usually when we do, but maybe it's about the healing of your karmic lessons. So maybe that's why you sort of initiated contact today about karmic lessons. I see a lot of change going on. I also see a lot of new beginnings for you. So even though there's, you know, drastic change and what's coming is it's preparing for a lot of newness into your life. I see a lot of things happening in the spring. I see more money coming into your life and being rewarded. But I also see you kind of being shut down a bit. So you're much more intellectual than you are heart opening. And I'm going to say, you know, if you want to let your marriage survive, you need to get more into your heart. You need to get out of your head so much, and the overthinking, the overanalyzing, the trying to fix, the trying to change, the trying to heal. Get back into your heart and just sort of be there. And that is going to allow you to move from the place of fear, which is what we think about when we're wondering whether, you know, our marriage will survive, or if, you know, if we're going to get laid off at work. All those things are fear-based. And so you need to move out of the fear and back into a place of love. So I'm going to leave that with you. And Nancy, I'm not sure if we'll be able to get everything finished, but why don't we give it a try?
Okay. What I'm getting is, okay, so you're a very intense individual, typically. Right now you're kind of somber in this call, but there's a lot of intensity that resides within you. You have this very big and open mind. You have the ability to see the big picture, as well as there's times you get stuck in those details. And when I look to the dynamic with relationships and Barry, what I'm seeing is there's this need to be in a relationship. It's like there's a part of you that believes you put your wife first all the time, or your partner first all the time, and that you send a lot of love and caring and love into that relationship, which you do. However, what you're seeing back is this tendency to be very hard on yourself. So you're hearing the critical nature coming back. You're hearing what you're doing wrong. You're hearing how it's not working, or, you know, there's a part of you that's unsure about the dynamic because of this healing that's transpiring. You are entering into your Chiron return, which means every wound that you came into existence with in this lifetime is being awakened over the next 2 years so that you can heal it. It's in the sign of Pisces, which means there's even stuff, wounds that are being awakened from, you know, prior existences. So for you, what you need to do, the best way to heal, is open up and communicate. And like Lori said, communicate from the heart, not from the mind. So you need to develop a channel of communication within yourself that says, this is how I feel. This isn't what I'm seeing. This isn't what I'm hearing. It's not about what you know. It's about what you feel. And for you, feeling is totally foreign. I'm not saying you don't feel stuff, because you do, but typically you feel it, you absorb it, you bury it. And now it can't be buried anymore. It needs to come out. And it's asking for recognition. And if you're not happy in your relationship, if it's this you not being happy, you need to express how you're feeling and what you're not happy about. And that's what you need to identify, whether it's with yourself or with your partner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Because there's sometimes I don't know how to express it. Okay, yeah. I know what I want to say, but I just can't figure out how I need it to come out. I want it to come out the correct way. But there's sometimes where I can't.
I write everything.
Yeah, write it down or stop and say, I pray that the words I need to say are going to come out the right way.
And don't worry about it being right, because there's no right and wrong. But you need
to get your
expressions out. Yeah,
that's your overly critical nature.
Yeah.
You're trying to control not offending other individuals. You're not responsible for their response. If your intention is not to offend them, say what you need to say and then let go of what you say and let them process it in their own way.
Okay.
And you laugh at that because you're like, wow, is that even possible?
Yeah, that's what I'm just sitting here thinking. I mean, you know, I've always tried to make sure that I don't offend anybody. I want to make sure that they understand what I'm saying, but I don't want to offend them.
Yeah. And you're not, and if you hold the intention of, my intention is not to harm you in any way, shape, or form, But you just need to say what you need to say. Like, even if you say that, I don't mean any offense. So if you take offense, I apologize in advance. But this is how I feel. You know, and you can start your sentence with that if you need to. And if they take offense, that's their offense. It's not you intending it. You're actually trying, your intention is clarity. I'm trying to deliver a message as clear as possible. Okay, we'll go to break.
Do you want to keep Barry on the phone or are we finished?
Okay.
Finished? Thank you, Barry.
Okay, thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered from CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong? You get excitement in your bones and everything you do the game. When night comes in the air on your own, you can say, I chose. Who wants to be right as the rain? It's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we both been making up. I've cried my heart out and now I've had. Everything you are, and even then you don't get far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're at your worst, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off. Won't be making up, I've cried my heart out. Now I've had enough. Go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again. 'Cause it will never hurt as much as it did then. When we were both right and no one had blame, but now I give up on this endless game. 'Cause who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong? I get the excitement.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She is our astrologer extraordinaire. If you have questions, if you want to get a reading, this would definitely be a good time for the year to understand more, to get more in depth. She offers a discount for all Sky listeners. So make sure you mention that you're a Sky listener so that you can get that discount. All right, we have an instant feedback. Like, so you know, this is what always happens. It comes all at the end, but that's okay. We're still good right now.
Yep.
We are good right now. So this is from Kathy. She's wondering what's going on with her right now. It seems that she settles one issue and two more pop up. is the whole, you're going to be like this. All right. So what I'm picking up is that there's a lot of going on with you, Kathy. Nancy and I spoke and something about, you know, kind of the karmic, feeling karmically suppressed or restricted. That's part of it. I'm feeling like there's a lot of pettiness going on. So I don't know, you know, it's like your relationships, your friends, there's a lot of pettiness going on. There's things that you're just uncomfortable with. There's the relationship that you're in, or there's something going along there. There's some choices that you have to make. It's saying just to have some patience and strength. This is not a time right now to be making any changes for you. This is just a time to sort of get quiet and observe. I don't know. I think Scorpios and Pisces probably don't get along all that well, since you're both water signs. I have no idea actually, but I'm gonna say that you probably don't get along all that well. So it's probably a confusing time for you with Neptune. Is Neptune still in? Yes, Neptune's gonna be there for a long time. So, you know, it's gonna be rather confusing. I'm not gonna say it's the whole year, but I'm gonna say that you just need to get really, really quiet and calm yourself down so that you're not, not just focusing on all the problems that are around you, but actually just sort of observing them, observing how you react to them, observing how they make you feel, observing what kind of patterns continue to pop up in your life, and just sort of look at a way to sort of see how you could feel more empowered or feel more in charge of the way you're reacting these days. So just don't focus so much on the problems, but get on the other side of it and look at a way that you can find love instead of fear. So find a way to move through your heart. If you're finding a lot of problems in your relationships, find a way to talk to them differently. Find a way to respond to them differently. Move into a place of love. There's too much fear around you. There's too much negativity around you. There's too many concerns and worries around you. So when you look at choices, look at a choice from a place of love. If what would be the difference? Nancy?
Yes. Well, okay. This year... This is the year of choice. So if we go right back to when we did the first show, it's a Gemini year. It's all about duality and making those choices. And when I look to Kathy's personal age, she's in a year of mastery of choice. So there's a part of Kathy that is mastering how to make choices from a place of discernment. The difficulty is most of your choices are made from an emotional reactive place, which is what you need to look at, and it's kind of like what you're asking to be healed, which is why it's like you resolve one issue and another one pops up, and it's mostly because your resolution is reactive and not conscious. So it's about
dealing
making it conscious.
Dealing with the symptom instead of the source. Yeah.
Right, and because it's not conscious, it keeps, like, it can be a completely different scenario. And it'd be like, how is that related to that situation? And it may not feel related, but it's related to the dynamic, which is all around what choices are you making. Evaluate. Use discernment. So, yes, acknowledge how you feel. What is your intuition telling you? Combine it with discernment and logic. And then make the decision that's in alignment with your higher self, not your ego. Because there's a lot of ego choices happening, and you're being asked to heal your ego. Your ego is making those reactive choices that keep you in this tailspin of constantly chasing, trying to course correct things. You also need to flip your perspective and look at the positive in the change that's happening around you instead of the negative. When you're stuck in the negative or seeing that I don't like this response, then say to yourself, if I follow through with the response that I don't like because it feels as though it's being imposed on me, what's the benefit? Because there is a benefit. You're just choosing not to look at that benefit, or what the positive energy is. Ideally, it's all about healing. So for Kathy, it's all about healing and mastering this vibration of choice and duality. So, and it's a difficult one to master. It's not necessarily easy, but it's about combining the yin and the yang, what you're feeling intuitively with what you know logically, and making your choice from that perspective. So I hope that makes sense.
I think it does. If you want more information, though, contact Nancy at her website, universalsky.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. Nancy, you will be back on the 20th. So March 20th. And at that time, you know, give us a call. Yeah, you've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.